Okay, so moving on in Maisa Mechiger. So we have, after the Chiger took the Dumit, this diamond, and he went to the place where the moon and the sun are talking, he starts listening to the conversation between the sun and the moon. And the sun was complaining to the moon that there's a tree with a lot of anafim, and the peros give. And he feels that the sun dries up the tree. And it says, "Ela shal yidei shani mazriach alav ani meyabesh oto," because I'm mazriach on it, I meyabesh oto, and also I make it hard for them to water the tree. And the moon said, okay, there's a lot of sodos in that. We're not going to go into that. Anta levana va'arma. The moon says back, "You're worried about that. I'm going to tell you worse things." And he starts talking about these mountains where the Shadim, who had the Raglev Tarnagolim, the feet of Tarnagolim. Okay, again, a lot of sodos. I don't know them. We're not going to go through it. But the main thing I want to focus is on what the Chama answers back. So this, what the sun answers back. Basically, the sun answers, "I'm going to give you a refuah for the feet of these Shadim." And he says like this, that there's a place where we have a crossroads and it goes, it's mitpatzel to kama drachim. I'll read it inside. Derech echad shal tzadikim, afilu atzadik shu bekan mefazim tachtavo to avak shabosa derech. That the tzadik that goes on it, he leaves a certain avak, a certain dust on the bottom. Chopsiya v'chopsiya shu posea shu bederech oso avak. And every posea that he's taking, he's making this avak. And also, the apikorsim leave an avak. The meshugaim also leave an avak. There's many different ways. These are not stam tzaddikim. The first one was tzaddikim. This is a tzaddikim take yisurim on them, and as they go with pritzim b'shalshalos. They go with chains. And they don't have koch b'raglim. Mefazim tachtem also avak shalosu derech. And they're also mefazed under them avak in that derech. Veishlam koch b'raglim. And they have koch b'raglim. Ve'al kein telech l'sham she'sharam harbe avak. Go that way. Go the way of the tzaddikim that go through Yisurin. Go that way. The other refuah araglecha. And this will be a refuah tiraglecha. And then comes the main words. V'hushama kol zeh. The Chigir is listening to the sun telling the moon for the refuah. The moon was complaining to the sun that the shadim use up the koch of zeraglayim. And the sun gave him the refuah. We'll talk about that in a minute, the refuah. But the main thing is, it was beautiful words. V'ushama calls it the chiger. Listen to this whole conversation. Just in those words, v'ushama kol zeh. That's the idea in our lives. There's so much that we're listening. There's so much that we're seeing. The Baal Shem Tov says that, the Chazal say that we hear every day from our Sinai, a bas kol goes out from our Sinai and says to return, shuvu banim shovavim. And the question is, what does it mean? We hear a bas kol every day? And the answer is, if we listen to the experiences around us, Hashem speaks us through the experiences, through the things that we see, through the things that we hear, the things that we go through, that's Hashem speaking to us. And when it says v'ushama kolze, that the chiger is listening to this conversation and says, "This is all about me," even though they're talking about shadim and they're talking about these mountains and they're talking about some tree and they're talking about me. This refers to me. I mean, what does this have to do in my life? So many times that we listen to so many things that have nothing to do with us, and we get caught up in the whole world. Why are these people doing this? And why are people doing this? And why are people doing this? What about me? V'ushama kol zeh, he heard all these things that was about him. So he finally hears, "Wait, I'm a chiger, I need a refuah," and he's talking about how to get a refuah for the raglayim. So I want to talk about this idea of all of these different types of people: the tzaddik, the meshuga, the apikoros, the tzaddik sheish lo yisurim. All of them live in avak. So the Indian by the Avak is that we all leave an imprint on the world. We all leave our mark in the world. And Avak represents the place where we stand upon. We create a certain Avak. We create a certain impact in the world, a certain influence in the world. And every derech has their influence in the world. Some are good, some are bad. And we have to realize that everything creates avak. And when a tzaddik goes in front of us, he's creating a certain avak for us to get behind. And the question is, who are we following? Who are we going behind? What avak are we getting? Are we getting avak of some sports star? Or are we getting avak of a tzaddik? Are we getting avak of a good person? Or are we getting avak of a bad person? Everybody's leaving their impact in the world. And the question is, what derech are we choosing to get the avak from? To go one step further in the avak, when you hear the word avak, you have to think about the Sarah Shel Esav and Yaakov. V'ne'evak imo, they wrestled. And the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph, ve'elu avak b'raglehem ad kisei hakavod. That the avak came from the raglem ad kisei hakavod. From the raglem, it went all the way up to the kisei hakavod. The Yaakov and Sarah Shel Esav, their ne'evak al v'nefashas Yisrael. That the Sarah Shel Esav is mekachig, and he's leaving an avak in this world that goes up to kisei hakavod of avak of a ruach shtus and avak of rishayim. Whereas Yaakov Avinu is leaving avak of tmimus, of the derech tzadikim. And if we go into the avak of Yaakov Avinu, we pick up on that. We pick up on that imprint of Yaakov Avinu. And the question is, where are we going? Where are we going to pick up the avak? And what derech are we going on to? And also another Gemara, that in the Medrash Rabban and Shir Shirim, it says, Shekol aruch lo su pragmatia milchomos, everything in this world, basically, everything good thing in this world is b'schus the avak of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu left an imprint in the world. And the question is, are we going to go in the path of the imprint of Yaakov and go in the avak of Yaakov? As we talk about, the Zohar talks about avkas ruchel, the Yosef HaTzadik, the avka of the rochel, this is b'samim. Besamim, but it's also called Avkat, because Avkat makes an impact in the world. And Avkat Rochal, why is it called a Rochal? Because it's like a Chenvani Shetzoratze Besamim Va'Avkus Aldim Reichim Kulim Yadav. Kachkam Yosef Atzadik, and Yosef Atzadik is called Avkas Rochal. Because again, Yosef Atzadik also put into this world a certain Ruachayim, a certain way, a certain beating of the Briskot that says there's certain things that go before us, that pave the way for us. Rabbi Nachman talks about that. The avodah, certain avodas in this world would be so much harder if I didn't come to the world and take away all of the thorns and thistles in order for you to go on that path. And it's a story in Tzfat, somebody asked the Beis Yosef a question, and he realized it was a great, great, great kasha. And or maybe this was about the Beis Yosef himself. I think it was about the Beis Yosef himself. I forgot exactly. And he asked a great, great kasha, and no one could answer the kasha. And no one could find the Teretz as kasha. And he was so proud of himself that he asked the kasha. And then he started walking around the streets of Tzfat, and he heard a simple Mishnayos group learning Mishnayos. And one of the simple people was working with him, Mincha and Maariv. He asked the same exact kasha as he asked, as the Beis Yosef asked. The same exact kasha. I said, wow, how did he get that? Well, I thought my kasha was so great. He has the same kasha. Why? So I maybe went to the Arizal. I forgot the details of the story. I'm sorry. And he says, wow, you know, I thought I had a great kasha, but this guy has the same kasha for me. Maybe it wasn't such a great kasha. And the Arizal said, he says, the only reason this person asked the kasha is because you, that you asked the kasha, you brought that kasha into this world. The tzaddikim, the great people, are bringing avkas rochal into this world. They're bringing avak in this world. And the question is, are we going to go on that avak? And are we going to go in that imprint? Are we going to connect to that imprint? Because all the avak goes to the kisei hakavod. Whether it's a bad influence, whether it's a good influence, and we have to know which derech to walk on to get a refuah. That the avak leaves a refuah. And Ruh Shama Kol Zeh, he heard all of this, how to get a refuah, and the whole idea of the avak of the raglayim. So this is the beginning of the refuah of the chiger, to know that he has to go in the path of dafka, the tzaddik, not the regular tzaddik, but the tzaddik was mekabel al atzom yisurin, and his molichinos abba parotzim b'shal shows dafka the tzaddik. And the book is questionable, but it was written by a great person called Arthur Green, a professor who really studied Rabbi Nachman, and he called Rabbi Nachman the tormented master. Maybe that's in the words Malichmos and Paritzim Bashal Shos, the tormented master that Arthur Green says, Arthur Green said, that Rabbi Nachman took all the pain in the world, any pain that a Jew can experience in this world, Rabbi Nachman experienced it. Don't go so crazy because Rabbi Nachman knew about it. And learn the words of Rabbi Nachman because he knows how to heal that pain. Go in the avak of the tzaddik that's in Paritim B'shal Sholos, the tormented master, Ve'inlim Koach Baragleyem. But through that pain, B'shus that, with that, Mefazim Tachteh Ma'usa Avak Shalosa Ader, and that's the one that has a koach to heal. And that the Chigir understands that he's in pain right now. Everything's being taken away from him. He's alone in a forest. He can't walk. He's crawling on the ground. And that's the time that he can connect to the Avak of the Tzaddik, who's Mekabel Yisurim on himself.